Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 8:16 this morning, and I have Robin Sherman in the studio with me. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Robin is KCAW's interim director. And how long have you been the interim director, Robin?
I've been filling in as interim general manager since the beginning of May.
Wonderful. And how is that going?
It's going great. I've always been a real fan of the station, and I listen to news and I listen to music. And when this opportunity came up, I was really excited to be able to see a little more of the station from the inside and to help out for the time that they need somebody to fill in.
And there has been not a permanent general manager for a little bit of time, right? Is there any timeline going for that?
So there have been a couple searches, and the board is really committed to finding the right person who's going to be a good fit for the station. They have a number of candidates for the position, and they'll be interviewing over the next month or so, and they're hoping to have the position filled by the end of the summer or early in the fall.
And how is it to be a part of the team here at Raven?
This is really an amazing team of people who are incredibly committed to what they do. They're great professionals, and they're involved in the community. They know this community. And most of all, we have a lot of fun here. It's just a lively, interesting place to work.
And a part of that is happening on Friday, which is what we're here to talk about, which is the Solstice Cruise. And so do you mind telling us a little bit more about that event?
This is going to be a really nice event. It's an annual event. It's on an Allen Marine boat. It's from 6 to 8:30 on this coming Friday. I just looked at the weather, and it looks like it's going to be an absolutely beautiful day. I heard your report earlier, and we are very, very close to having 18 hours of daylight. So it'll be bright. It'll be sunny. And we are going to cruise around the harbor. There will be food. There'll be a cash bar. There'll be musical entertainment, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that musical entertainment is Ralph Odell Shapiro, who we just looked up, and he's a singer-songwriter who will be able to be on the cruise.
Some of you may have heard him. He was just on live on Trail Mix a few days ago, so I'm sure people in town are familiar with him. He'll be providing the musical entertainment. There'll be a bunch of the Raven staff on board. I'm sure that some of your friends and family will be there. It's a beautiful time of year here, as you know, and this is a great opportunity to get out on the water and enjoy it.
And what are you looking forward to in this cruise?
You know, I spend a lot of time in the water, on the water in and around Sitka. I just went to Juneau and back on a boat. And the thing that I'm most excited about is you really never know what you're going to see. You often see sea otters. You often see humpback whales. I was just fortunate enough a few days ago to see orcas. We saw porpoises. So as you know, there's lots of wildlife out there. You're going to see some of it, and some of it may even surprise you.
And do you know the route that we're going to be taking on the cruise?
I don't know the route. It's a 2.5-hour cruise, and usually it kind of depends on the weather. The Allen Marine captains are on the water all day this time of year with the cruise ships, so they usually have a great idea about where they've been seeing wildlife, particularly if it's later in the day. They've probably been out on the water all day, so they're going to know where to find the most interesting wildlife. And it also just depends a little bit on the weather. They want to make sure that everybody is comfortable. So if it's a little rough out there, they will stay on the inside to keep everybody comfortable.
Do you know anyone who has ever been nervous about getting on a boat?
I think there are people who are nervous about getting on boats. This is a great company. It's actually part of my family, so I know a lot of the captains. And they're really committed to your safety and your comfort. And, you know, if you've never been out on an Allen Marine boat, first of all, they're really, really stable. The captains try to keep everybody comfortable. And if you're at all anxious about getting seasick, there's plenty of over-the-counter medication you can take for that. And really, almost everybody I know that goes out on one of these cruises has a wonderful time.
So another fun thing coming up is the root beer floats happening on the 4th of July during the parade time here at the station. So I was here last year for it, and there was music and fun times. So KCAW continuing to have fun and do more things.
Right. This is a way for us to give back to the community and interact with our listeners. It is an annual event. It's led by the board, so you'll see KCAW board members and volunteers. As most of you know, this station really runs on volunteer power. In addition to our board, there are dozens of volunteers that come in and do great shows, play music, are very involved in this station. This is one of our volunteer events. It's a way to say thank you to the community, and we hope you'll come visit us on the 4th of July.
Wonderful. So if you're just joining us, I have Robin Sherman, who is in the studio with me. She's KCAW's interim general manager. And we are talking about the Solstice Cruise that is happening this Friday, June 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Adult tickets are $50 and 12 and under are $30. And you can get those tickets at Old Harbor Books. There'll be appetizers by Our Town Catering. The cruise is provided by Allen Marine. There'll be a cash bar and live music by Raph Odell Shapiro.
And I just want to say that Old Harbor Books called yesterday and asked for more tickets, which means they're running out. So if you want to join us on this cruise, and we hope you do, you should run on over to Old Harbor Books and get your tickets today.
Wonderful. Anything else to add today, Robin?
This is just another way that folks who like what we do can support the station, and it's also a great opportunity to meet with you and thank you for your support. We hope we see you on Friday.
Thank you.